You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, omnipotent, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, all-knowledgeable, omniscient. Please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against you, against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is My God. Part 1. Scripture reading is Psalm 95, 1 through 11, which states, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. The text is Psalm 95:3, which states, For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. The psalmist in the 95th Psalm is full of excitement. His words indicate that he is on fire for God. He encourages others to join him. He is so full of excitement until he does not give a reason at first for praising God. Later he gave a reason. Have you ever thought about how good God is to you? And before you could let others know why you are praising God, you start thanking God. Whenever we come into God's presence, we must come with thanksgiving. The Lord is to be praised. How great is that God, whose the whole earth is and the fullness thereof, who directs and disposes of all. The Lord Jesus, whom we are here taught to praise, is a great God. The mighty God is one of his titles, and God over all, blessed forevermore. To him all power is given, both in heaven and earth. He is our God, and we should praise him. He is our Savior and the author of our blessedness. The gospel church is his flock. Christ is the great and good shepherd of the believers. He sought them when lost and brought them to his fold. God is to be praised with holy joy and delight in him. The praising song must be a joyful noise. Spiritual joy is the heart and soul of thankful praise. Thanks the will of God. Such is the coming down of his grace, that when we give glory to him as a being infinitely perfect and blessed, we should at the same time rejoice in him as our Father and King and a God in covenant with us. The psalmist wants someone to rejoice with him. The members of the congregation singing these verses, invite one another to the great privilege of worshiping the Lord, the great God, the great King above all gods. God is the King over creation. It is His. He made it, and He rules over it. All. It is in His hand, under His authority. The marvel of being Israel is that such a majestic king has pledged himself to his people, making them the sheep of his hand. It is no surprise, then, that worship offered to him will be both exuberant, sing, make a joyful noise, thanksgiving, songs of praise, with astonished wonder, and humble, bow down, kneel, before such majesty. The whole person, body and soul, must offer this worship. The psalmist says, let us come before God with thanksgiving. We usually give thanks to those who have done something for us. The psalmist let us know why we should sing and make a joyful noise unto God. The psalmist recognizes that the God he is serving is a great God. He is above all the gods. The psalmist sees the awesome power of the God he is serving. God is above every king known to man. God is all powerful. No king on earth could match his power. With humble reverence and a holy awe of him, let us worship and bow down and kneel before him as become those who know what an infinite distance there is between us and God. How much we are in danger of his wrath and in need of his mercy. Though bodily exercise alone profits little, yet certainty it is our duty to glorify God with our bodies by the outward expressions of reverence, seriousness, and humility in the duties of religious worship. We must praise God with our voice. We must speak forth, sing forth his praises out of the abundance of a heart filled with love and joy and thankfulness. Sing to the Lord, make a noise, a joyful noise to him with psalms, as those who are ourselves much affected with his greatness and goodness. We forward to own ourselves so are desirous to be more and more affected therewith, and would willingly be instrumental to kindle and set the fire, the same reverence for God and devotion in others also. We must praise God in concert, in the solemn assemblies. Come, let us sing. Let us join in singing to the Lord. Not others without me, nor I alone, but others with me. Let us come together before his presence, in the courts of his house, where his people are accustomed to take attention and to expect his manifestations of himself. Whenever we come into God's presence, we must come with thanksgiving that we are admitted to such a favor. And whenever we have thanks to give, we must come before God's presence, set ourselves before him, and present ourselves to him in the direction which he has appointed. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good day and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. And thanks for tuning in. Today's topic is Blessed Assurance. Our feelings and emotions are important. However, sometimes our feelings don't align with God's truth. In those cases, you have to remember that you are not saved by your feelings. You are saved by Christ. Feelings come and go, but Christ remains forever. The enemy will attempt to arouse your feelings and make things complicated, but it's actually very simple. Satan is incapable of telling the truth, and God is unable to lie. In times of doubt, examine the facts of what God says on the matter. The fact that Jesus died for your sins and rose again. The fact that if you have committed your life to him, he has promised to forgive you and save you. In 1 John 5:11, it is written that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. That is God's promise to you, and he cannot lie. Your feelings will lie to you, and Satan may even use them to convince you that God has abandoned you or that you have lost your salvation. But remember, there is no truth in Satan. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. However, it is great to know that our faith is based on God's truth and not our feelings. One of my favorite hymns is Blessed Assurance. The lyrics for the first two verses say, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above. Filled with his goodness, lost in his love. At this point, some of you may be thinking, I don't really feel assured and lost in his love. You may sense that you don't have a close relationship with God. You probably heard that Jesus came to save you from your sin, but you're not sure how it works. Well, if that's the case, I've got good news for you. Realize that all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But the good news is that God loves you and gives you the opportunity to come to him, acknowledge your sin, and trust him as your Lord and Savior. Will you respond to his call? Will you believe and receive? Believe Christ died for you and by faith receive him into your life? Remember, God gave his son Jesus, who died between two criminals, was buried in a borrowed tomb. But early on the third day, he arose that you may have everlasting life. So put God first. Pray, trust, and obey his word. Until next time, my beloved, stay encouraged by knowing that God loves you. And when God is in it, there is no limit. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
I was lost, I was in chains.